From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The son of a Kenyan government official was one of the Al-Shabaab gunmen who massacred 148 people at the Garissa University College. Kenya's Interior Ministry said that Abdirahim Abdullahi was among four attackers killed Thursday during their attack. Somalia's President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud told VOA's Somali service on Sunday that the Somalia-based Al-Shabaab group is a regional enemy that needs to be confronted. In a Saturday statement, Al-Shabaab warned that more attacks were imminent in Kenya and said the Garissa assault was in retaliation for Kenyan involvement in Somalia. Egyptian security forces say they have killed the leader and founder of the extremist group Ajnad Misr in the shootout at a Cairo apartment. Haman Mohammed Atiyah was shot dead during a firefight in a residential neighborhood. The group did not comment on his death, but hours later claimed a bombing that killed a police officer. Egyptian officials say the explosion at a bridge in central Cairo wounded at least two other people. Attacks mainly targeting Egyptian security forces have spiked since the 2013 military overthrow of the Islamist President Mohamed Morsi following a massive protest against his divisive rule. Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen have arrested more than 120 members of a rival Islamic Sunni party, even as Houthi leader has proposed peace talks. Houthis raided homes and offices in the capital Sana'a, rounding up members of the Isla party, which has ties to Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood. Isla also backs the Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against the Houthis. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is slamming the new international framework agreement with Iran, saying it leaves what he calls the preeminent terrorist state with a vast nuclear infrastructure that will ultimately give it nuclear weapons. On NBC TV's show Meet the Press program on Sunday, Mr. Netanyahu said without the current sanctions against Tehran, Iran would have billions of dollars to pump up its terror machine worldwide and, in his words, conquer the Middle East.
I prefer a diplomatic solution. You know why? Because for any military option, the country that will pay the biggest price is always Israel. So we want a diplomatic solution, but a good one, one that rolls back Iran's nuclear infrastructure and one that ties the final lifting of restrictions on Iran's nuclear program with the change of Iran's behavior.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, speaking Saturday on Iranian state-run television, said his government would be able to return to its current level of nuclear activity if the West withdraws from the nuclear agreement that is scheduled to be finalized in June. Italian Navy and Coast Guard ships have picked up about 1,500 migrants at sea. Authorities said Sunday they received distress calls from three migrant vessels in trouble in the Mediterranean off the Libyan coast. The men, women, and children were taken to the islands of Sicily or Lampedusa. Christians around the world celebrated Easter on Sunday, marking the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Robert Berger attended festivities in Jerusalem.
Easter celebrations began in Jerusalem with a sunrise service at the Garden Tomb. Pilgrims sang hymns of the resurrection in the scenic garden, which resembles the place where Jesus was buried according to biblical accounts. Facing an empty tomb carved into a rock, they proclaimed that Jesus is risen. Jerusalem is packed with both Christian and Jewish pilgrims as Easter coincides this year with the week-long biblical holiday of Passover. Robert Berger for VOA News in Jerusalem's Old City.
Eastern Orthodox Christians will be celebrating Easter next week. Christine Lagarde, the head of the International Monetary Fund, said after a meeting in Washington Sunday with Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis that Greece will be making a loan payment to the fund later this week. Analysts had speculated the new leftist Greek government has had inherited, that is, a fragile economy and would fail to make payments to its bailout creditors in order to continue social spending. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.